Welcome to this beginner lesson on building Hot Pants Vocal Texture Modulate System for Rag Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12. Today we're taking a simple vocal phrase and turning it into something that feels alive, gritty, and ready for a drum and bass drop. The idea is not just to slap effects on a vocal and hope for the best. We are building a repeatable edit system, so you can use it in an intro, a fill, a breakdown, or right inside the drop. Think of this as a vocal that behaves a little like percussion, a little like an MC hype moment, and a little like a texture bed. We want movement, attitude, and control. We are using stock Ableton Live 12 devices only, so you can follow this even if you're just starting out. First, pick the right vocal source. You want something short, sharp, and full of character. A phrase like hot pants, selecta, move it, or pull up works really well. The best vocal edits in drum and bass usually come from consonant-heavy phrases with a strong attack. You do not want a long, smooth singing part here. You want something that can be chopped up and rearranged like part of the rhythm section. If the vocal is too clean, that's okay. We're going to rough it up. Now bring the vocal into arrangement view and turn warp on. If the clip is longer and you want to keep the natural feel, try Complex Pro. If it's short and more like a hit, beats can work great. Set everything to your project tempo, usually around 172 to 174 BPM for classic drum and bass energy. At this point, start thinking like an editor, not just a mixer. You can manually cut the phrase into chunks right in arrangement view, or you can slice it to a new MIDI track and play the chops like an instrument. For beginners, manual chopping is usually the easiest way to stay in control. If you want more performance freedom later, slicing to MIDI is a great next step. Now let's build the core vocal chain. Start with EQ8. This is where we clean up the vocal before we make it wild. High pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so it stays out of the sub range. If the vocal sounds muddy, try cutting a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more bite, a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help. And if it gets harsh, notch a little around 6 to 9 kHz. In drum and bass, vocals need to cut through busy drums and bass without fighting the low end, so keep it lean and focused. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Start with around 3 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Then adjust the output so your level stays controlled. This gives the vocal that cooked, energetic edge that helps it sit in a dense mix. If you want more grime, push it harder and pull the output back down. That gain staging part matters a lot. If you slam every device too hard, the whole chain can get messy fast. Keep things under control between stages so each effect reacts properly. After that, add auto filter. This is one of the most important parts of the system, because now we start making the vocal move. Try a low pass 24 dB filter with a cutoff somewhere around 800 Hz to 3 kHz, depending on how open or muffled you want it. Add a little resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%, for a more vocal, sweeping feel. Now automate the cutoff over time. For example, you might keep the filter fairly closed for the first couple of bars, then open it up suddenly as the drop lands. Or you might make it breeze up and down during the phrase so it feels like it's talking, moving, and reacting. That motion is what makes the system feel alive. Now let's add some digital grit. Use Redux or Erosion. Redux gives you that obvious lo-fi, crunchy character. Erosion can be a little more subtle and brittle, which is great if you want edge without completely destroying the vocal. Start gently. A little bit of bit reduction or downsampling can add attitude very quickly. With Erosion, keep the amount low at first and automate it on fills or transition moments. The key idea here is to use distortion and grit like a performance move, not just a permanent setting. Now add delay. For drum and bass vocal edits, delay throws are often more effective than leaving delay on all the time. Try 1/8 or 1/16 dotted timing, with feedback around 20 to 40%. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. Then automate the wet/dry or send amount on just the last word or syllable of a phrase. That creates that classic echo fly off into the gap feeling. It's a small moment, but it can make the whole edit feel massive. After that, add hybrid reverb. Keep it tight. Drum and bass usually does not want a huge cathedral on the vocal unless you're specifically going for a breakdown. Try a decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, a little pre-delay, and keep the lows and highs filtered. You want the vocal to feel like it has space, not like it's swimming away from the track. A good workflow is to automate more reverb in the breakdown and less in the drop. That way the vocal stays punchy when the drums come in, but can still bloom when you need atmosphere. Now we make it feel unstable in a good way. Use automation like you're performing the sound. Move the filter cutoff in a curve, not just a straight line. Nudge saturator drive on certain words. Push delay feedback for a moment, then pull it back. Open up the reverb briefly and then dry it out again. These short motion events are what make the vocal sound like it's alive inside the arrangement. If you want another layer of weirdness, try shifter for tiny pitch movement. Keep it subtle. A few cents of movement or a gentle shift can add that haunted, ragged jungle instability without turning the vocal into a full effect demo. Auto pan can also work really well. Use a synced rate like 1/4 or 1/8, and keep the amount subtle to moderate. That gives the vocal some stereo motion and makes it feel like it's swirling around the beat. Now arrange the vocal like it's part of the drums. In drum and bass, vocal chops can act like snares, ghost hits, fills, and call and response hooks. Try placing a short hit on beat 1 of bar 1, then answer it with another chopped syllable later in the bar. Put a reversed or filtered pickup before a drop. Add a longer delay throw at the end of a phrase. The goal is to make the vocal lock into the groove instead of floating randomly on top of it. This is where the Hot Pants style system becomes really powerful. A short phrase, placed well, can hit harder than a long phrase with too much processing. Now let's talk about resampling, because this is where the magic gets flexible. Once you've got a vocal motion you like, create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm the track and record the processed vocal as it plays. Now you've printed your effects into audio. That matters because once the audio is printed, you can cut it, reverse it, fade it, stack it, and place it anywhere you want. You can turn one moving vocal chain into a whole library of usable edits. After resampling, try slicing the best moments into smaller pieces. Reverse one of the chops, fade the edges, layer it with a cymbal hit or a drum fill. This is one of the easiest ways to make your arrangement feel more like a real production and less like a loop with effects on it. Now let's put it in context with the drums and bass. Test the vocal against a rolling break, a sub-bass line, and a strong snare pattern. If the vocal is masking the snare, cut some more around 2 to 5 kHz. If it's fighting the bass, high pass it a little more. If it disappears, add presence with EQ or saturation before you just turn it up louder. That balance is important. In a strong DNB mix, the vocal edit should feel like part of the rhythm section. It should punch through, but not take over the entire track. Here's a simple arrangement idea. For the first 4 bars, keep the vocal more filtered and restrained. Use small fragments and a bit of delay for tension. In the next 4 bars, open the filter a little more and add more vocal slices. Let the energy build. Then in the drop, use short chopped hits, less reverb, more grit, and tight rhythmic placement. Finally, in the last section, bring in a reverse chop or a big delay throw to reset the ear and set up the next phrase. That's a very usable structure for rag-infused DNB. A few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't drown the vocal in reverb. That's the fastest way to lose clarity. Don't stack too many heavy effects at once. Saturation, bit crushing, pitch shifting, and huge delay all together can wreck the groove if you're not careful. Don't forget timing. Even the wildest edit needs to land in the pocket. And don't make the vocal too loud. Often the best vocal chops in drum and bass sit slightly under the drums, where they add excitement without stealing the focus. If you want a darker, heavier flavor, try band pass filtering on certain chops. That can make the vocal sound narrow and ghostly, which works brilliantly in rollers and darker jungle sections. You can also layer a heavily processed duplicate behind the main vocal, high pass it, gritty it up with erosion or redux, and keep it low in the mix as a haunted top layer. One more pro move, use reverse phrases before snare hits. That pull-in effect is a classic tension trick, and it works beautifully in this style. So to recap, you've built a vocal texture modulate system that can take a simple rag of phrase and turn it into a moving, gritty, energetic drum and bass edit. You learned how to chop and warp the source, shape it with EQ and saturation, animate it with filtering and delay, add space with reverb, rough it up with grit, and then resample it into fresh material you can rearrange. The big takeaway is this: in drum and bass, vocal edits work best when they behave like percussion, texture, and energy shifts all at once. Keep them tight, keep them rhythmic, and keep them moving. Now go build your own Hot Pants vocal chaos and make that edit system shake the room.